When did her life become mixed berry rhubarb crumble? When? It was her own fault. She had allowed the world to pile up on top of her, and now she made food that she didn't want to give to other people who weren't around. It was a very Western state of affairs. Her mind was ceaselessly in need of company, chasing loneliness with busied hands. Her fingers ran a dexterity race against her mind. I will just have to make some crumbly, yummy, butter-filled comfort garbage. Then they will come when food is their destination, she thought. Food, made with hate of self, must be extra delicious. And then, once she trapped them in her snare of wine and over-fatted, over-sweetened gack, then she would get to talk and shout at them about despair and inequality in the world. How transparent. The world is so unjust for those who feel that ache of anger about their own powerlessness and sense of entrapment. The only thing she could do was make food and lure people into her snare of angry complaint and unconquerable sadness. Maybe it's time for that gym membership, as surely that's a nicer way of running in place. Her husband came home for lunch today. She told him that she hated him, and then he went back to work. When he left, she texted him, "I hate you." But she didn't hate him. She hated the food that she made him, the food he ate so callously. She hated it with all her might. She also envied his normalcy and understanding tendency toward her. Sure, he was always busy, and she was left to her own thoughts, often. Thoughts that she pushed down by kneading dough. She needed conversation as an activity, but as that was not something that happened with any more regularity than the hello and total price of her groceries, she settled for a knob more of butter in her overtouched flour. Not that we talk all that much when we're together, but you know what I mean. Company is comforting. I'm 5 years old. I was actually 5 years old when my mom said that she loved it when I was sick. I used to run really high fevers, and she loved it when I was sick because I was gentle and frail and non-combative. She called me her little drunk, so filled with love and weakness, needing care, not resisting arrest, not mad.